Listening Comprehension 5. Last month, Carol's class spent a week in the country. They had a really great time. They did lots of different things. The weather was nice, and the children spent most of the time outdoors. They played volleyball and tennis, went horse riding or mountain biking, or they went swimming in the lake near their hotel. They had a lot of fun playing with their friends, and their teachers were really nice, much nicer than at school. They told the children that there was a surprise waiting for them in the wood near the hotel, but they would have to find it. One day, Carol and her best friend Sally went for a little walk because they wanted to be alone. Sally wanted to talk to Carol about Peter, who was being mean to her all the time. He always called Sally a silly cow and made fun of her. Sally was unhappy and didn't know what to do. The girls were just making plans of how to stop Peter when Carol saw something on the ground near an old tree. "Look!" she shouted. "What's that?" Quickly, they ran to the tree and saw a key lying in the grass. "Wow, this looks very old," Sally said. She was right. It was an old key. "Do you think someone lost it?" Carol asked. "Maybe," Sally said slowly. "But do you remember the old hut we saw yesterday? Just 5 minutes from here. When we wanted to open the door, we couldn't, because it was locked. Perhaps this is the key to the hut." The two girls were very excited. "Let's find out. Maybe there is something interesting there," Carol said, and started running towards the old hut. When they were both at the hut, Carol tried to put the key into the lock, and really, it fit. Carol turned the key and the door opened. Slowly, the two girls went in and looked around. They were in a small room. There was a table with four chairs, and on the table there was a wooden box. "I wonder what's in that box," Lisa said, and opened it. Inside, there was a piece of paper with the following words. "Congratulations. You are the first to find the treasure. Go back to the hotel and give this paper to one of your teachers. They will give you your prize." Sally and Carol were so happy. When they showed the piece of paper to their teacher, she gave them a big box of chocolates. "Ha," Sally said. "I wonder what Peter will say now. I'm sure he won't laugh at me, and he won't get any of my chocolates."